30 for her and 30 for you, you see.
I see. Mm-hmm.
So when that school was out down there, we went down there and I had to get out and hunt a place for us to live. Why? And I said, I never had moved out, never had lived together, you see. So I had to get a place to live and buy stuff and move out and start housekeeping down there. Well, when school was out, I just stayed on there and made a crop with the man that I was on. And that year I got Chester School up here for the next winter. I just laughed and told my wife, I said, well, we're going to Chester, but they'd done elected an assistant teacher, a preacher, Methodist preacher's wife was a long-time teacher, older than I was, long-time teacher, and she'd done got the assistant job before they got me, you see, and my wife couldn't teach, and we didn't want to separate and her go off to teach somewhere else. So I told my wife, I said, well, we're going to Chester. And I says, I'll beat the substitute mail carrier out of his job, and then I'll put a spider in the mail carrier job, and you'll be a mail carrier's wife. Just joking, see, just talking at random, whatever he thought. The first time I met this mail carrier, he said, I want you to be my substitute. I said, well, can he? He said, yes, you can teach people, you can, and won't have to have no examination. So I got that job and went started carrying the mail, you see. And we moved here in time. I bought this place. Then when we moved to Chester to find a place to live, we bought this place and moved here in the fall of 1919. Moved here Thanksgiving Day in 1919. So this place. We built this house and done everything else around here that's been built since then. So in, that was in 1919. Well, in 22, a mail carrier's wife killed herself. And he asked for 12 months off of the route, or at least 6 months, if they'd allow. And they replied back that 3 months was all they could allow him, and him still have the route. That if he stayed off longer than 3 months, they'd have to declare the route vacant. And of course, that meant me to take over, you see. Mm-hmm. So they wrote him back that he wouldn't allow him but 3 months. And he said, well, if I can't have but 3 months, I want it in December, January, February. I said, fine. I can round my crop out. I can get my wood, and it won't interfere with starting the crop next spring. It'll be just fine, I'll take it. So I took the route then, started in December of 1922, and December, January 23. Mm-hmm. Well, in January 23, wife and that oldest boy, John, was a 6-year-old man, took the flu, and everybody was afraid of him. Now, you talking about a hard time and a proposition. If I quit, I lost my job. I had to go, you see, or lose a job, one or the other. And I went, and I made that route over there, and I made 6 miles out south of Chester and come back by home and checked my fire and my wife and my folks, changed horses. I had a couple of horses, and changed the horses, and let out, and I was always after dark getting home. And she stayed in bed for the week. And when they go home up there, I'd come down to the window. I put everything where she could get it and build on the fire and come by. During time, fix up another fire, you see, and go on. But don't think that wasn't a hard job.
But it was. Yeah. How many miles did you cover with the mail?
About 30. It's 33 miles from here, complete back. You see, about 31 miles on the route. You see, complete.
I see. Well, that keep you busy. How early did you start?
Just as soon as I get away from you every morning. I had to be up there about 8 or 8:30. And sometimes it's 10, 11 o'clock before you get away from there. You had to have a mail, had it all to pack up and get away, you see. Mm-hmm. And I started that winter, and finally, the route at Ackerman that brought the mail out there. We had a Route 5 at Ackerman that brought a rock pile and threw it off today. Come back tomorrow and picked up what I brought in last night, don't you see?
I see. Uh-huh.
And that's the way it runs. Well, they changed his schedule, and it made it where I was leaving Chester at 11 o'clock every day. I had that 30 miles to cover that day. And he just hooked the horse to death and to get him around there in that time, you see. So I laid in complaint and told the postmaster, I says, I'm taking my lining with me, and I'm serving so many boxes after dark. What can be done about it? And she called in, they said, start a meeting, leave here at 9 o'clock every morning, regardless. So that relieved that burden, you see. Mm-hmm. But I was carrying it with a horse, and